Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tinzer. Today we're talking beef demand in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Hi, I'm Kristen. My family has dairy farmed for generations. Through the years, my family has shown a commitment to the community and environment. By using the latest technology, best animal care, recycling, and sustainable practices. Because our goal is to keep dairy farming in the family for the next generation and keep providing the best and safest milk around. Learn more about Dairy Farm's commitment to community and the environment at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Lots of positives when it comes to meat demand right now, so says Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tinzer, who follows the USDA numbers and also does some proprietary research himself.
So March compared to March of 2020, in many ways it's the last pre-COVID comparisons we can make here. Domestic meat demand, beef, pork, and chicken is stronger in 2021 than it was March of 2020. Export demand is stronger for both beef, pork, and chicken than it was March of 20. Those are both very good things. When you round it out and look at April information, we can get that from our meat demand monitor. So it's a different source. That's the checkoff, beef and pork checkoff survey-based effort. There I want to highlight the food service demand in April that we're monitoring was quite strong. So demand was up compared to the prior month. Six of the eight evaluated products, including beef hamburger, pork chop, baby rack rib meals, the like, are all up compared to the prior month. Why am I introducing that here? One of the reasons cutout prices are higher is the food service sector. There's more foot traffic, optimism about food traffic, and that food service meat demand measure being up is very consistent with that. It will be worth watching the next few months. You know, we still have more and more people being vaccinated, more and more people getting more comfortable being out and about. We also have at-home grilling starting to take off, so maybe on the retail side we're going to have that going. There's a lot of reasons for optimism on the demand front. My one word of caution would be is there's a lot of commentary about inflation, so exactly what that's going to eat into consumer spending power, and will that ease some meat demand support? We're going to be talking about that, I think, in the months ahead. But overall, optimism, more foot traffic, and at the moment, a lot of cash in the average consumer's pockets, all round that out is good for meat demand.
Restaurants ramping up, grilling season arriving. Good news from Dr. Glenn Tinzer. He does say, though, you need to keep your eye on what's going on at the national level. There are some folks out there that continue to promote this idea of meatless Mondays or meatless holidays. For example, the Colorado governor declared some meatless holidays in his state. Dr. Tinzer says he thinks it's a good idea to keep your eye on what's going on with this. And to that end, he asked a question recently in one of his national consumer surveys that he does.
Yeah, so the Meat Demand Monitor has space for what I call ad hoc questions, so some topical things are added each month. And in April, we did a question that basically asked, how familiar are you? Do you participate? I'll give you those numbers. 57% in April, this is a national survey for our listeners here, say they've never even heard of Meatless Monday. 29% say they've heard of it, but they choose not to or they don't consciously participate. For those listening, that leaves 14%. So 6% say they regularly participate, and 8% say they participate infrequently or sometimes. On balance, that suggests to me that the minority are participating. The majority haven't, you know, they say they haven't even heard of it. So there's a lot of media chatter, but maybe not on the ground activity that matches it at the moment. To reaffirm that a little bit, and actually the reason I asked this question was in 2014, my friend and colleague Jason Lusk, our listeners are familiar with, he used to run a parallel effort while he was at Oklahoma State. He asked a very similar question, and the findings here were very similar. In particular, the majority were not familiar with Meatless Mondays, and the small minority regularly participate. I think it's useful just to monitor that because there certainly is a lot of media chatter, and there has been in the recent weeks.
So while there are those with agendas that want to promote Meatless Mondays, not much traction when it gets to the consuming public. Extension Livestock Market Economist out of Kansas State University, Dr. Glenn Tinzer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Spur Ranch wants to invite you to their Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m. at the ranch just west of Vinita, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 85 registered females, including 55 fall pairs, 15 fall bred heifers, 15 spring bred heifers, as well as 50 fall and spring bred commercial replacement heifers. For a catalog and more details, go to spurranch.com or give them a call 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m., Vinita, Oklahoma. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.